California, Iowa, 4 other states hold primaries. Key races to watch. Voters in 6 states will go to the polls today for a series of key races. The biggest item of the night will be the litany of races in California, the nation's largest state. Others will be held in Iowa, Montana, New Mexico, New Jersey, and South Dakota. Here are the most important races to watch. California Governor. The race to replace outgoing Governor Gavin Newsom is one of the most watched in the nation. California's gubernatorial elections are designed to be nonpartisan. With around 6 candidates polling with at least 5% support, only the top 2 vote-getters will be on the general gubernatorial election ballot in November, even if both are of the same party. In the final weeks leading into the primary, the election underwent a total shakeup when frontrunner Representative Eric Swalwell left the race and Congress, following multiple allegations of sexual harassment and sexual assault. Swalwell has denied the allegations. Currently, the Democratic frontrunners are former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra and billionaire Tom Steyer. The two are polling close, though Becerra retains a slight advantage. The main Republican candidates in the race are Steve Hilton, a British-American TV show host and conservative commentator, and Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. Polling leaves it unclear whether Hilton or Steyer is favored for second place. Los Angeles mayoral primary. Residents of Los Angeles will also vote in the nonpartisan mayoral primary. Incumbent Mayor Karen Bass is facing off against 10 other contenders. She's expected to win the top spot in the primary. Meanwhile, the top Democratic contender for the second place spot, Los Angeles City Councilmember Nithya Raman, is seeking to hold off a challenge from former reality TV star Spencer Pratt, running as a Republican and seeking to make it to the general election. California's 22nd Congressional District. In California's 22nd Congressional District, Representative David Valadao will face off in a nonpartisan primary with Democrats Josmeet Baines and Randy Viegas. Valadao is expected to win a place in the general election, though his final opponent will be decided by Tuesday's outcome. Polling in the district is sparse. A single poll conducted at the beginning of May by Data for Progress, a left-leaning pollster, showed Valadao with 44% support, Viegas with 25%, and Baines with 21%. California's 48th Congressional District. In California's 48th Congressional District, a flurry of candidates have put their names into the ring. Republican Jim Desmond leads in polls in the nonpartisan election, with fellow Republican Kevin O'Neill coming in second in some polls. Marnie Vaughn Wilpert and Amar Campanajar are the Democratic frontrunners. The seat was one of 5 redrawn to favor Democrats last year, but that advantage only holds if a Democrat wins the nonpartisan primary. California's 11th Congressional District. In California's 11th Congressional District, a slate of Democrats is competing to replace outgoing Representative Nancy Pelosi. Most polls show a lead for candidate Democrat Scott Wiener, while Pelosi has endorsed San Francisco Supervisor Connie Chan Chan has come in second in some polls, and Wiener enters the primary as the clear frontrunner. The two Republicans in the running, when they've made it into the polls at all, have pulled less than 5% support. Iowa Senate. While Iowa has long been a lock for Republicans, it's among Democrats' targets this year as there are indications that the party could flip Senate seats previously considered safe. This year, Senator Joni Ernst will not be seeking re-election, leaving the seat open. Polls indicate Representative Ashley Hinson is favored for the Republican nomination over her rival, State Senator Jim Carlin. The polls leave it unclear who the Democrats will nominate between candidates Josh Turek and Zach Walls. Turek has led in more recent polling. Iowa Governor. Iowa's gubernatorial race is open after Governor Kim Reynolds, a Republican, announced that she wouldn't seek re-election in 2026. Several Republicans are contending for the nomination to replace her. The polls show that candidates Representative Randy Feenstra, Zach Lan, and Adam Steen are leading in that race. On the Democratic side, only Auditor of State Rob Sand is running. A general election poll conducted in April by Echelon Insights, a Republican-aligned pollster, found that Sand had 51% support against Feenstra, who was polling at 39%. Montana Senate. In Montana, Senator Steve Daines's last-minute exit from the race left Republican challengers little opportunity to register against former U.S. Attorney Kurt Elma, who registered for the GOP nomination just as Daines exited the race. On the Democratic side, no polls have been conducted, leaving it unclear who's in the lead for the nomination. As recently as 2024, the state was represented by Senator John Tester, a Democrat. Some general election polls have shown 44% support for a generic Democrat. New Mexico governor. In New Mexico, Democrat and former U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deborah Holland is highly favored to win the Democratic nomination in the blue-leaning state, which some Republican strategists had eyed as a potential target in 2024. On the Republican side, Greg Hull narrowly leads Doug Turner in polls for the nomination. New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. One of the two top targets for Democrats in New Jersey is Representative Tom Keene's seat. Rebecca Bennett, a former Navy helicopter pilot, is favored to win the nomination, leading in most polls. Her closest rival is Brian Varela. New Jersey's 12th Congressional District. In New Jersey's 12th Congressional District, incumbent Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman is retiring, leaving open a safely Democratic seat in a district where the primary essentially is the general election. The race has exposed ideological rifts in the Democratic Party. Leading the progressive side in the race is Dr. Adam Hamowy, a Princeton trauma surgeon and Army veteran with endorsements from progressive heavyweights like Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The main other contenders for the Democratic nomination include East Brunswick Mayor Brad Cohen, New Jersey Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds-Jackson, and Somerset County Commissioner Chanel Robinson.